Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast, albeit an impromptu one on a Sunday evening that I just felt so called to do. Let me share with you how this unfolded. So today I shared on Insta how I just finished the book, The Body Keeps the Score, by renowned trauma expert Bessel van der Kolk. Now, I'm going to drop the link in show notes for anyone who wants to read this book, because I think it is a book that everyone should read to learn more about how to be compassionate to ourselves and equally how to extend greater compassion to others. Now, I asked my Insta followers whether learning about how to heal their trauma was something that might be of interest to them. And I was gobsmacked at the response. There was a huge response, and it was a resounding hell yes, which, if I'm honest, made me very excited, because it is a topic that I have become extremely passionate about over this past year, thanks to my studies in this area with Dr. Gabor Maté on his unbelievably brilliant program called Compassionate Inquiry. In today's podcast, I thought I would start simple. I want to share with you what trauma is, why avoiding it is a problem, and a simple and accessible way for you to start your journey to healing. Knowing that I will be sharing a lot more to support you in this space in the year ahead. All right, let's get down to it. Trauma. Trauma is complex. It will come as no surprise that it is extremely sensitive and vulnerable as a topic. And it requires a lot of space in order to process it and in order to heal, which is what I think most of us are searching for. There's a famous saying that, you know, suffering is part of the human condition. And I think it's fair to say, especially in the current climate, many people are suffering. And a lot of that suffering is related to trauma. The foundational element to supporting anyone with trauma is safety. And I can't tell you how important this is to me in sharing this work with you. And so I want to ensure that anyone who is on this journey, who is willing to do this work, feels that they are safe and supported. And I want you to know that I will hold that space for you, and I will hold it with compassion. So with that knowledge, I want to start by sharing with you that you are safe here. You're safe here with me today as we take this journey together. I've got you, my friend. If you need me, if you feel triggered by anything that I share, or just want to connect off the back of this podcast because something came up, something resonated, I need you to know that I am only a DM or an email away. So you can DM me at hackinghappyco on Instagram, or you can email me at hello@hackinghappy.co at any time. So let's start with the basics. The amazing Dr. Gabor Maté, who, I have to be honest, I've never had a guru, but he would be the closest thing to a guru for me. I'm just so in awe of his work and how profound and life-changing it is. So Gabor says trauma is not what happens to you. It is what happens inside of you as a result of how you perceive an experience. Now, I think that is really interesting as a definition, because it's perhaps not how most of us would have defined trauma based on
I would say if it's not something we've explored before, based on the limited knowledge we might have in this area. So this makes really logical sense, though, I think, as a definition, when you think about the fact that you and I could have the exact same experience and one of us can walk away traumatized and the other completely unaffected. And I always think of my brother and my sister and how we were all raised the same way, but how our childhood trauma has manifested completely differently, even though we all shared the same experiences. Trauma leaves a physiological imprint, which means that our body literally does keep the score, even if our mind has decided to shut down the memory from consciousness because it was too painful. There is evidence that shows that for many people who have experienced severe trauma, that their brain, the front part of their brain, can actually literally go offline when the trauma is experienced, which means they can have no recollection of the experience. So the brain can have this built-in, or has this built-in mechanism that can actually stop the pain by removing memory of that horrific experience from the conscious mind, which I think is pretty profound in and of itself. So some people's trauma is so bad that their brain has taken them offline and left the trauma in the subconscious so they have no recollection of it. The subconscious will not forget, which is why we can feel triggered in the everyday by non-related events that make us feel the feelings we suppressed from that traumatic event. These feelings then trigger our autonomic nervous system into fight, flight, freeze, or for some people, what's known as fawning. I know fawning is not something that everyone has heard of and that most of us have heard of fight, flight, or freeze as a response to a trigger. So just for those who aren't familiar with what fawning is consistently abandoning your own needs to serve others to avoid conflict, criticism, or disapproval. And yes, it can equally show up like fight, flight, or freeze when we are triggered. Now, Gabor often says we are prisoners of our childhood. And what he means is that our childhood trauma impacts our adult behavior in the everyday. Our fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response often has nothing to do with the current situation we are in and everything to do with the unprocessed trauma of our childhood. The trigger in the current day is stimulated by a feeling that connects us back to that traumatic event when we were younger, and that is what makes us prisoners of our childhood. And I don't know about you, but when you said that for the first time, I could completely relate. Now, why is avoiding processing trauma a problem? Because for many of us, I think with the trauma that we've had, we'd rather forget. There is a lot of pain connected with trauma. It's why I think so many of us don't talk about it, why we hide it. There's also for many people a lot of shame associated with their trauma that goes unprocessed. I can tell you firsthand from the work I have done on my trauma as part of my own therapy that I have had to do in order to deliver trauma therapy to others, that trauma creates a disconnection from the self. That disconnection moves us away from our wholeness, our true essence, by creating a shadow almost that blocks our light, our essence, our wholeness, our truth, however you want to define it. Hey there, let me ask you, are you done with feeling overwhelmed and unsure of where to start when it comes to creating the freedom and flow to work and live on your terms and do it with joy in your heart? You've decided it's time to invest in a coach and fast track the shift you've been longing to make, but it feels like you're stepping into a world of snake oil sellers. I hear you. And you're right, finding a coach that you connect with that actually delivers on their promise can be hard. So many prospective clients tell me how they've been burned and it makes me feel ill. It's for all of these reasons I created a simple free cheat sheet to help you find the right coach for you and get the results that you need when it comes to making this shift. Simply DM me the word coach via Instagram at hackinghappy.co and I will shoot you a copy straight away. And now back to the podcast. Now, the disconnection comes because the pain associated with the belief we form around why that trauma occurred is just too much for many of us to bear. Beliefs like, I'm unlovable or I'm not enough, we squash down the memory, the feelings associated with it, and try to just move on. But here's the thing. Again, the body keeps the score. It does not forget, which is why everyday events can trigger us in unexpected ways and deliver maladaptive behavior that does not feel aligned with the person we want to be in the world. And often we can stand there going, what the hell just happened? And why did I behave in that way? Now, the kicker is that unprocessed trauma and the disconnection it has created from the self, unless addressed, will impede your ability to realize your truest potential and feel whole in life. Creating an awareness of our trauma illuminates the path home, home to reconnection with yourself, home to healing, and home to wholeness. Which is why I want to start there today with a very simple way to step into awareness as an entry point to doing the work to return to your essence, the work to heal. And I want you to feel safe whilst you do it. So let's get started. Have you ever considered how much time you spend in your head versus your body? Since studying compassionate inquiry trauma therapy with the brilliant Dr. Gabor Maté and conducting over 300 depth interviews, that's 300 hours of interviews with exhausted, high-performing professional women, it has become acutely apparent to me how disconnected we are from our bodies and how it's making many of us ill. We've mastered the art of busy and filling every waking moment in order to suppress and distract ourselves from the feelings that don't feel good. This has many of us ignoring our body's desperate calls for healing, for rest, and for recharge. Now, I know I've been very guilty in the past of overworking myself to get away from the pain of my own past. I also know now, thanks to the brilliant work of Dr. Bessel van der Kolk and his unbelievable book, The Body Keeps the Score, that our pain is the path to healing, to wholeness, and to our truest potential. It's why I've been experimenting with new ways to get myself more into my body, both physically and mentally. So today I want to share with you some of the creative ways I'm exploring getting into my body in order to create a deeper awareness of what's going on inside of me, of what my body has to tell me, so that I can listen and deepen my connection with it. My hope is that in sharing these experiments, as crazy as some of them will sound, you will feel inspired to start your own body awareness journey. So let's begin. I'm going to start with soccer mums. Yes, at the age of 48, I started playing soccer for the first time with a group of wet your pants laughing mums from my son's soccer club. Whilst I am no Sam Kerr, this embodied experience wrapped up in team spirit has brought me so much joy. And my first goal in a proper match, albeit one that accidentally, like literally, rolled past the keeper. The second way I've started to reconnect with my body is by reconnecting with nature. Now, you may not know this about me, but I am a country kid. I grew up on 140 acres, riding horses, herding cattle, cutting thistles, and swimming in creeks. It sounds magical, but the irony is for years I resented the fact that we lived so far from the conveniences that my school friends had that lived in normal suburban homes. I resented the tyranny of distance and the relentless hard work that living in nature delivered, so much so that as soon as I finished year 12, I packed up my car and moved to the city and swore I would never go back. Now, at age 48, irony comes back into play as every day I feel a longing in my body to get back to nature. And it's why every weekend that we can, my boyfriend David and I go hiking, we go camping. It feels like nature is constantly calling me home. When I am in nature, I feel a deeper connection to myself and the healing energy of Mother Earth. The thing I resented for so long, being out on the land, out in nature, has become my medicine. She takes me out of my head and into my body and supports my healing journey back to wholeness. Nature brings a level of presence with myself that I just don't get anywhere else other than perhaps in the yoga studio. Mother Nature makes me a better mother. She makes me a better human, and she makes me a better support to my clients. So the last little experiment about getting more into my body has been a game changer. Let me ask you, when was the last time you danced like no one was watching? Well, I've actually started doing this every week, and it feels freaking amazing. The way we currently live, operating in overdrive, has many of us unconsciously, as I said, disconnected from our body and its ability to tell us what we need to feel whole, to feel joy, to realize our potential without burning out in the process. Embodied movement is a beautiful way to reconnect with your body and the wisdom it holds in relation to the answers you are looking for. It's for all of these reasons that this year I have taken up Zumba. Every Monday night at 7:45 p.m., myself and about 40 other middle-aged women jostle our way into a dance studio to be led by a hot South American instructor who moves like Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing. I shit you not. Now, here's the thing. I'm terrible. I move in the wrong direction. I miss the beat. I trip over other dancers, all with the biggest smile on my face and a whole lot of joy in my heart. Whatever I'm carrying from the day dissolves into thin air as I am completely in the moment, completely present, and loving how I feel within my body, even in all its awkwardness. So here is my invitation to you. If you find you spend all of your time in your head and it's making you feel like it's never enough and like you're never enough, here is my offer. Here is my invitation. What activity can you experiment with over the coming week that will take you out of your head and into your body? I want you to give yourself permission to be terrible in the pursuit of trying something new and savor the magic of returning into this amazing vessel that carries you through life every day, your body. I want you to become curious about what your body has to say to you in these experiences. What do you feel? Where do you feel it? Where there is tension, I want to invite you to pay attention. Become a witness, not a judger, of what your body has to say. Create the space for this magical awareness that I mentioned earlier. Awareness and your journey home to you will have already begun. Now, I'm going to pop in show notes links to Bessel's amazing book, The Body Keeps the Score. I'm also going to pop a link into Gabor's work and equally the course that I'm doing with him, Compassionate Inquiry, because I get asked about it a lot. And if that's of interest, check it out. I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is the most brilliant program I have ever done in my life in terms of helping me to process my stuff and supporting my clients in removing blockages that hold them back from realizing their potential. Lastly, another little invitation. If you'd like to deepen your journey back to your essence, I've got you. I invite you to DM me the word breakthrough on Instagram. You'll find me at Hacking Happy Co. And let me share how I can help you on a deeper level, a more connected level, journey back to your wholeness. Until next time, beautiful human, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans just like you to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.